Parshas Pinchas, Chumash Bamidbar, and then Parshas Re'e. In Parshas Emor, we have the dinim of Issa Malacha. In Parshas Pinchas, you have the dinim of the Musafim. And then in Parshas Re'e, you have the mitzvahs pratiyos, the specific mitzvahs that you have to observe, like shaking a lulav and blowing shofar and fasting on Yom Kippur. These are the three different Parshas in the Chumash. In Parshas Emor and in Parshas Re'e, you have the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer mentioned both times. You have Pesach, Shavuos, and in between Pesach, Shavuos, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is mentioned both in Emor and in Re'e. In Pinchas, Sfiras Omer doesn't appear because it only mentions there about the Korban. It doesn't mention anything other than the Korban on the Sof. There is a discrepancy, a major discrepancy, between the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer as it appears in Parshas Emor, as opposed to the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer as it appears in Parshas Re'e. In Parshas Emor, it says that you should count Chamishim Yom. Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you should count 50 days. And in Parshas Re'e, it says Shuvu Shavuos Tispaloch, you should count 7 weeks. 7 weeks, how does 7 weeks come to be 50 days? 7 weeks is 49 days. So that the Rosh already explains in the end of Pesachim, that sometimes the Torah writes a round number even though it's really one off. Like it says you should give Malkus, but the person is a Balaver, Abroim Yakenu, and the Kabbalah says, the tradition says that you only give 39. The Rambam says that 39 is only a Gzeira Midrabbanan, in Torah you're really supposed to give 40, but because the Torah says, Lo Yosef Lahakoisai, the one, the Shliach Bezim, is not permitted to give even one extra Malkus, Pen Yosef Lahakoisai, Makarabba Aleilim, Nikla Chichalim Necho, lest they'll give an extra one and that'll constitute a terrible Aveira. So with the Rabbanon, they made a Gzeira that you should only give 39 Malkus instead of 40, so just in case by mistake they'll give an extra one, it won't really be extra. That's what the Rambam says, but no one else learns like the Rambam. Everybody learns based on the simple reading in the Mishnah Malkus that it's a real din min haTorah. That when you give Malkus, you only give 39, because the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah seems to learn that from a Pasuk, it doesn't seem to be an Asmachta with the Rabbanon. We learn that from a Pasuk that the Malkus is divided. You only give Malkus that's divided by three, and you give one Malkus on the front, one third on the front, and two thirds of the Malkus on the back. So let's say if the person you give 39 Malkus because that's divisible by three. If you give 40 Malkus, that's not divisible by three. So you can't give one third on the chest and two thirds on the back. Well, let's say the person is weak, and the Bezin says, the doctors say that this fellow can only take 25 Malkus. If you give him any more than 25 Malkus, he's going to die. So 25 is not divisible by 3. So you only give 24. You give 8 in the front and 16 in the back, and that's all. You don't give any more. That's what the Mishnah says. So according to the Rambam, all these dinim are only the Rabbana. Malkus Haruyas Lidishtalish, and you give one third in the front and two thirds daily. How does the pasuk read? The Pilar Shah, we call the fun of Kidei Rishasa Bimispah. So the Gemara Darshan is Kidei Rishasa Lefanav. One unit in the front and two units in the back. According to the Rambam, everything is only an asmachta mid the Rabbanim, because the Minatari really give 40 times Malkus. The whole thing is difficult. So the Pashtus says that Minatari only give 39 Malkus, and the Chumash writes 40. They picked an around number. Then the Rosh in the end of Pesachim gives another marshal that it says in the Chumash, B'shiv Nefesh, Yodah V'sechem Mitzrayim, that there were 70 Jews, and Rashi quotes from the, if you count, there are only 69. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that Yocheved's mother was pregnant with her. So she was pregnant, she was there and she wasn't there. She was inside the mother's body and she wasn't really born until after they came into Mitzrayim. She was known as Ben HaChomes. Ben HaChomes doesn't mean on Ben HaShmash, it's Mamash on the border. It was after they came inside Mitzrayim, inside the walls of Mitzrayim. If you're in this room, then you're Ben HaChomes. You're inside the walls. Doesn't mean as they were walking over the threshold, the baby was born. How could she be walking and give birth to a baby? They were carrying on a stretcher into Mitzrayim, and then the baby was born as they carried on. So the simple pshat, Ben HaChomes, means she was born after they had already come into Mitzrayim. Ben HaChomes. So that's Alderach HaDrash, the Gemara says. She was there and she wasn't there. So the Rosh says, Alderach HaPshat, it says there were 70, there were really 69, and the Torah hopped on a round number. It's only one off. So here too, the Rosh says, in Ishkin Kasha, the Chumash says that you count 50 days, but the other Pasuk in Parshas Re'e says that you count 7 weeks, so that means that the 50 days is Labdavke. You only count 49 days, and the 50th day is already the answer.
400 men, 400 years round. Also, it's also a
number. Could be. It's unclear. Probably, could be. So we know. So that's not a contradiction. Why it says here that you count 50 days, there it says that you count 7 weeks, that's not a contradiction. 50 days really means 49 days.
It's Ad Chamishim Yom, not Ad.
Yeah. Usfat Melachem, and then it says Hishikyan Ad Mimachas HaShabbos HaShviyis Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So it sounds like you're supposed to count that. You can be matrik into the pasuk. So that's what the Rosh says. You have to be matrik. That the pasuk is a little avdafka. It doesn't really mean that you count 50, you count 49. But the Gemara is bothered with a different discrepancy. Do you count days or do you count weeks? Let's say last night, did we count that it was the 30th day of the Svira last night? Or did we say that it was 4 weeks and 2 days in the Svira? So which is it? So we do both. How can we do both? We count today is 30 days, which turns out to be 4 weeks and 2 days. So this is Abaye's way to reconcile this apparent contradiction. The one pasuk says you have to count 49 days. The other pasuk says you count 7 weeks. So the answer is Taki count both. Omer Abaye, mitzvah mimni yomi, or mitzvah mimni shavu. It's a mitzvah to count the days, and it's a mitzvah to count the weeks. There's a major machlokes in the Rishonim whether this is one mitzvah, these are two mitzvahs. The Rama makes a big fuss in the Sefer HaMitzvah that it's one mitzvah. And he proves it v'harai that you only say one bracha. If it would have been two distinct mitzvahs, then you would have to say two different brachas. So, question if it's really such a hot raya, if it would be two mitzvahs, you would say two brachas. Let's say when you put on tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh. Everybody agrees that they're two distinct mitzvahs. V'harai, that if you only have shal yad, you don't have shal rosh. So you put on the shal yad. You only have shal rosh, you don't have shal yad. Let's say he has a big bandage, chatzitz, and can't put on the shal yad. Or for some reason or another, you can't put on the shal rosh, whatever. So then you put on the one that you have. And you don't only have the shal yad, you only have the other one as possible, whatever. So whatever you have, you put on. The Mishnah says in Menachos that they're not miyakfim zezer. So if the shal yad and shal rosh are not miyakfim, so all the Rishonim say they're two separate mitzvahs. Nevertheless, many Rishonim say that you only say one bracha. Before you put on the shal yad, you say bracha, shek Rishonim misatzonu lohaniach tefillin. And that bracha goes on the shal yad and on the shal rosh, and you shouldn't be mouse. We'd like to say two brachas, right? Because other Rishonim say that Rabbeinu Tam says that you have to say a separate bracha on the shal yad and a separate bracha on the shal rosh. And then because Rashi and the Rambam hold that you should have only said one bracha if you weren't mafsik, so the din is the Yerushalmi said. The Gemara doesn't say in the Talmud Yerushalmi, it says, places quotes the Yerushalmi, that whenever one says by mistake a bracha about Tola, he should say right away, Baruch Shem Kvay Malchus Aliyah. Sort of apologizing for the fact that he said the Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatol, she said, blessed be the Shem Hashem. In other words, that I shouldn't have used it Levatol. So when you say the Broch on the Shal Rosh, you should first straighten up the Shal Rosh. A lot of people make a mistake. First, make sure that it's, say the Broch as you're about to do the mitzvah. So you shouldn't say the Broch as you're putting it on your head. That's over the over. You should say the Broch, and you shouldn't say the Broch if it's already all fixed on the head. That's L'achar Asiyos. You have to recite a Broch on a mitzvah immediately prior to fulfilling the mitzvah. Oyvel Asiyos. So you put the shal rosh on your head, and before you're about to be mahadikid, before you tighten it down, that's the actual kiyum of the mitzvah. So you say the bracha, al mitzvahs tefillin. And then after you've been mahadik the tefillin, then the minig is that you say softly, Baruch Shem Kvay Malchus Aliyah Mevoed, because maybe Rashi and the Rambam are right, that really you shouldn't have said a bracha on the shal rosh. So the bracha that you just said is a bracha of Atola. So misofik, so we say Baruch Shem Kvay Malchus Aliyah Mevoed. A lot of people say, and then they pull down the tefillin. So if they say Baruch Shem in between the bracha and the tightening of the tefillin, then they were mapsik in between the bracha and the tefillin, then they just make it for sure into a bracha vatol. Then for sure it's mami a lot of bracha vatol. Lahapkim? Yeah, there are more paskins. No, bracha. Bracha is only with the rabbana. Bracha is only the Rabbanim, and any Safi called the who you usually call the Kul. But here the Ramah says that we pass him like the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, in the minig, that's already a later minig. A later minig that he said, Baruch Shem Kvam Chus Aliyah Mevoed, out of respect for Rashi and the Ramah. Shem Kvodu Shal Rashi, we make believe as if it's really a Shaila, maybe it's a Bracha Latam. Others don't say, the Rambam Gaon Pasuk is that you don't say a Bracha on the Shal Rosh, like the Ramah and Rashi, you only say one Bracha. And you don't say a bracha on the shal rosh. I don't say a bracha on the shal rosh, but I always listen to the chazan. Let him say the bracha. I say yomik to his bracha. Whenever there's a shayla on a bracha, let's say on chatzi halal. Whenever you say chatzi halal, there's a machlokes whether you say a bracha or not. So Rab Chaim Balazhin and many others had a minhag that they didn't say the bracha. They listened to the chazan and they said amen on the chazan's bracha. Well, let's say the bracha. Also, machlokes in the tour, where he's supposed to say that bracha, because it doesn't appear in the Gemara in brachas. The Gemara gives you a whole list of all the brachas hashachar, It doesn't have the bracha mesle yakar. It says oisus obigvura. That bracha does appear. Oisus obisifara does, yeah. But on mesle yakar, achapis the rishonim came up with a new bracha. So the Torah quotes the rishonim and say that it's a bracha latoi. Not what I say. So I don't say that bracha. I listen to the chaz and I say omen.
Say answer omen and halal. You have to have kavona, not to be oisus with the omen.
If you plan to say your own bracha,
everybody says omen, and they say your bracha, they don't know the
bracha. Yeah, well, since they have in mind to recite their own bracha, so we assume that's the equivalent of kavana shalolos. That's how we usually assume.
Why don't you make a bracha at all with
yosef? Yeah, sure. If you do a mitzvah without a bracha, you yotze.
Do you need a kavana that you
do? We want to discuss that. Yosef Engel has a wild chiddush. The Gemara says in brachas in the second parak on Daf Tezvav, when we learn brachas, we discuss. The Gemara says that if you do a mitzvah without reciting a bracha, you're yotzei the mitzvah anyway. The bracha is not miyakeh. The Gemara gives a reason why, because the mitzvah is the ha-mitzvah min ha-Torah. And the bracha on the mitzvah is only takkanim d'rabbanon. So it doesn't make sense. How can you say that failure to fulfill the din d'rabbanon is miyakeh in kima mitzvah d'rais? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says if that's the reason, then it should follow that on a mitzvah d'rabbanon, if you didn't say the bracha, it's miyakeh. So he says that's right. And a mitzvah d'rabbanon is more chomer than a mitzvah d'rais in this respect, that if you did a mitzvah d'rabbanon, you didn't say bracha, then you're not yotze the mitzvah d'rabbanon. And you dug up a Rashi in Sukkah. There's a very shrewd Rashi in Perek Lulav Agros who says something about a bracha and the lulav, and it's very unclear what Rashi's driving at. It's very shrewd. And he said that's what Rashi said, that if you shake a lulav on the first day Sukkah is when the lulav is minat Torah. So since the Tilas Lulav is their ice and the bracha is on the Rabbanon, so you'd be Yotzei the mitzvah even if you didn't say the bracha. But on the rest of the Sukkot, that it's only their ice and the Beis HaMikdash. And we who shake a Lulav all 7 days outside the Beis HaMikdash on the Rabbanon, so he interprets, Rabbi Yosef Engel interprets that that's what Rashi says, that if you don't say a bracha, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. It's very shvet. We don't pass on that. We pass him that even though Sfira Saimu Bizman says the Rabbanon, that's what we're going to get to in a minute. Given that Sfira Saimu Bizman says only the Rabbanon, but still it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you didn't say a bracha, you yotze anyway, because even on a mitzvah the Rabbanon, we assume that the bracha is not enough. We don't hold like that the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Engel. It's a wild chiddush. So Abai makes this statement in the Gemara that it's a mitzvah the Mimne Yoimei and a mitzvah the Mimne Shavui, that there's no contradiction between the two Parshas Emor and Parshas Re'eh. When you tell Sfira, you have to say both how many days it is and how many weeks it is. So the Rambam's opinion is again that this is all one big mitzvah. The haray that you only say one bracha. So shvach haray that you only say one bracha. Maybe they're really two mitzvahs and you only say one bracha, like the Rambam's own opinion is regarding Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, that you only say one bracha and then you're not mafsik in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, because the nusach habracha, shekidushon of the mitzvah, shekidushon of the mitzvah, shekidushon of the mitzvah, fits in both for the Shayyad and for the Shalosh. So let's say a Shekhidishanim and Mitzvah Sivanu al Sfiras Oimer is a nice Nusach HaBrocha that can cover both the Mitzvah the Mimni Yoimi, the Mitzvah to count the days, and also for the Mitzvah the Mimni Shavuot, the Mitzvah to count the weeks. Why should you have to say two different brachas? Strange. Then the Rambam gives a couple of other explanations that are equally difficult. If Abai would have said, Le Mimni Yoimi Mitzvah, Le Mimni Shavuot Mitzvah, then would have implied that they're two different mitzvahs. But because he says mitzvah l'mimne yomi, mitzvah l'mimne shavui, that's why it's only one mitzvah. Very unclear what he's driving at. So the Rambam is unclear. Anyway, that's what the Rambam holds, that it's only one mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yeruchim was the Talmud of the Rosh, one of the later Balei HaTosfos, the late Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes explicitly in his Sefer that there are two separate mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs, and Mizban Shabbos Hamikdash HaYikayim and Sfira Saima was their raisa. They used to say two separate brachas, a bracha on the mitzvah mimin yoyim, asher kedushan mitzvahs v'tzvanu lispor hayomim shal Sfira Saima. Then they would say hayoyim shloshim yoyim ba'omer. Then they would say atzveit bracha asher kedushan mitzvahs v'tzvanu al Sfiras Hashavua shal Sfira Saima. Then they would say hayoyim abo Hashavuas u'shnei yoyim ba'omer. But since Bizman Hazeh, it's only the Rabbanon, so you don't say a bracha. Who? What? What did he pull over? So he explains what's the Rabbanon. So he alludes, he quotes a Gemara. We don't exactly have that Gemara. There is a Gemara Menachos where the Gemara discusses Sfira Saima. So one of the Amorai makes a statement that Sfira Saima was only a mitzvah min haTorah bizman shabbos hamikdash hayikayim, because the pasuk in this week's Sedra says, you count Sfira Saimer from that day that you bring the Korban Haimer. But if Bisman is there, there is no Hakrovas Korban Haimer, we don't bring a Korban Haimer. So the whole Sphere Haimer, the most it could be, is only with the Rabbanah. So the Gemara says that Sphere Haimer Bisman is there, is only with the Rabbanah. Then the Gemara says, Ameimar only counted the day, and he didn't count the weeks. Ameimar lived in the period of the Amorite, after the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. So he only counted the days. Ameimar Mani Yoimei, Ulo Mani Shavui, he didn't count the weeks. Why? So we have the text in the Gemara, Omar, the Gezak, Zechel HaMikdashi. Since the Sphere Haimer Bisman is there, is only with the Rabbanah, and it's not a mitzvah in Atar, because you don't have the Hakrova Haimer. No, so it's only the Rabbanon. So you're not mechuyev to fulfill the mitzvah the way it was kept in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. Marshal Madavadayma, the Ran writes in Sukkah. But in the Beis Hamikdash, when they had a mitzvah to shake a lulav, all 7 days of Sukkahs. So they had to have Shalachem, all 7 days. And they had to have Hodor, all 7 days on the lulav. But this man is there, that we shake a lulav all 7 days, Zechel Hamikdash, you don't have to have Shalachem all 7 days, because after all, it's only a Zechel Hamikdash. You're not mechuyev to make the zecher exactly the same way it was in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. Adarabah, you want to show that it's not a din, that something missing. So you show that it's only with the Rabbanim is manazah. This is writes in Megillah and Daf Chof on the base. Why is it that after we can't sphere, we say Harachamon Hayachzalon Avayis Beis Hamikdash Lemkayma? In the middle of nowhere, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give back the Hakrovas HaKorbanos. So the base says because sphere Hashem is only with the Rabbanim. So we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should give us back the Beis Hamikdash, so Sphere Haimer should become a mitzvah and a ter. Okay.
So our Meimah wouldn't count the first ones at all? We count weeks.
No, our Meimah only counted the days. He didn't count, never counted weeks. The other way. Our Meimah only counted days, he didn't count weeks. No, no. Then the Gemara says he counted both. Then the Gemara says, Rabbanan Ber Avash, he counted both the days and the weeks. So we have the Giras in the Gemara that Ameimah only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks, because since the whole Sphere Haimer Bezman Hazeh is only with the Rabbanan, so you're not mechuyev to make such a takana the Rabbanan that it should be exactly imitating the din deraisa that was Bezman Shabbos Hamikdash or Yekayim. And other rabbis, it's preferable to leave something out to demonstrate that it's not Bishlei Musa, that we should have what to be Mispal Takarish Boch. We want to have the mitzvah Bishlei Musa, Likishay Bona Hamikdash. That's the way we read the Gemara. This Rabbeinu Yeruchem, the Talmud of the Rosh, must have had a different gears. He quotes that Ameimar counted the days and he didn't count the weeks because the Sviras Hayomim is the Araisa, Bizman Hazeh. The counting of the weeks depends on the Hakrov assignment. The counting of the days doesn't depend on the Hakrov assignment. And the next opinion, Rabbanan the Be'er Avashi, that they counted both the days and the weeks, the counting of the days is Min HaTorah, like Ameimar said, and the counting of the weeks is only with the Rabbanan. So the Rabbeinu Ruchma says that today, when we count Sphira, we count both days and weeks, the counting of the days is Min HaTorah. The counting of the weeks is only with the Rabbanan, so we only say one bracha on the counting of the days, that's Min HaTorah. The counting of the weeks, we don't say a bracha because it's only with the Rabbanan. But Bisman Shah Beis Hamikdash Hoyakayim, and when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, we will say two brachas and we'll fulfill the both mitzvahs min HaTorah, which are two unrelated mitzvahs. The whole thing is that it's not to be understood. First of all, we don't have that girsa in the Gemara. Where did he get this girsa from? The Rosh has the same girsa that we have. All the Balei HaTorah, everybody has the same girsa. So he must have had a strange Gemara. Different girsa. And furthermore, the Psukim don't read the way the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says. The Psukim have in Parshas Bahar, where you have the mitzvah of counting days, it says, "Asvatim lachem imachras haShabbos miyom haviyachem esayim haHatnufa." From the day you bring the hakrovas haKorban Haimer, it says, "Tisbru chamishim yom." You should count the days after the hakrovas Korban Haimer. It says the days depend on the Korban. And Parshas Re'eh, it doesn't say a word about hakrovas Haimer. It just says, "Shuvu shuvus tisbalach mehachol chemesh bakoma tochol isbu shuvu shuvus." From the harvesting season, it doesn't say anything about hakrovas Haimer. So if you want to split between the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks and say that something is Min HaTorah and something is Min HaRabbanan, if anything, it should be the other way. You should say that the counting of the weeks is Min HaTorah, because in Parashas Re'eh, where the mitzvah of the Mimni Shavui appears, it doesn't mention anything about the Hakrov HaSaimer. And the counting of the days in Parashas Bahar is linked up with the Hakrov HaSaimer. So that should be Min HaRabbanan. We don't understand. That's the Shver Rabbeinu Yeruch. He says that they're two different mitzvahs. How do we assume whether Sphere Haimer is the Raisa, the Rabbanus, or this Rabbeinu Yeruchim? We usually don't paskin like it. Sometimes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch every other page. We paskin like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Yeah, we paskin like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. When he goes along the line with Tosfos, with Rashi, with the Rosh, and he adds on to what all the Balei HaTosfos say, and he goes in the same direction. So he goes one step further, a few steps further. But when he goes off on his own merry way, then we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He's one of the later. He was the Talmud of the Rosh. The Rosh is the Rosh was the Talmud of the Maharam Rutmer, who is assumed to be the last of the Bali Atesis. The Rosh is very late. One of the later Rishon. So Rabbi Yochum was the Talmud of the Rosh. The same period as the Tur. Tur was his son.
Who passed in the coin to dreams? Is this the same one?
No, that's the Talmud. That was an earlier Rishon. That was the Rabbeinu Yitam. His name was also Yaakov. Yaakov Yishtam. So the Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Taisus all the time. His name was Rabbeinu Yankov, and he had a Talmud. His name was Rabbeinu Yankov, and they called them both the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rebbe was called the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Talmud was also called the Rabbeinu Tam. So he's the one who had the Sadus of Chulis Min Hashamayim. It's called. He had dreams all the time. He used to ask the angels in his dreams what the halachas were, and the angels used to give him very unclear answers. They didn't want to commit themselves. Yeah. So they gave poetic answers. They used to quote psukim, and it's very unclear often what they were driving at. Sometimes they gave a straight answer, but most of the time they gave very vague answers. So this Rabbeinu Yeruchim we don't follow. They're going to say that counting of the days is min haTorah, and counting of the weeks is only the Rabbanon. This we don't follow. That's a collector's item, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So the Shaila is, how do we pass? So the Magen Avraham says that we pass from Allah HaLamaisa, like the Gemara, like the Tosfos, like the Ran, that Sfiras HaMid Bizmana says only the Rabbanon. This is a little, that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch. This is a little questionable, because even though that's what the Gemara says, that it's only the Rabbanon, and that's how the Taisus assumes that it's only the Rabbanon, the Ram, the other sons only the Rabbanon. The Rambam and all of the Gaonim assume that Sphira Saimib is Manazeh is their ice. Where did they get it from? I, the Gemara says, Beferi Saimib the Rabbanon. So they read the Gemara like this. Ameimar only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks, because Omar Zechel HaMikdash, it's only the Rabbanon, only to remember the way things were in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So you don't have to make it, and it's not proper to make a full Zechel HaMikdash, to do the mitzvah exactly the way it was done in the days of Beis HaMikdash. Not proper. You should show that it's only the Rabbanon, so you only count halfway. You only count the days, and you don't count the weeks. But then the Gemara hacks up, and the Gemara says, but we don't follow Ameimar. We follow the Rabbanon, the Bei Rav Ashi, who counted both the days and the weeks. So what does that imply? So whereas the Tosfos and the Ran and the Magen Avraham say that all it means is that we hold Taka, in principle, we hold like a Meimah, that Sphere Son, because Manas has only the Rabbanon, but we go all the way, we count the days and the weeks. So the Rambam and the Goyim say, no, it's hold the Hotalya. The reason why we don't follow our Meimah's practice of only counting the days and not the weeks, because we hold that his premise is incorrect. We assume that Sphere Son today is Menat Torah, it's Mederaisa. So therefore you have to fulfill the both parts of the Sefirah Samar, the mitzvah, the mim, the yom, to count the days and to count the weeks. So even though this is the Rambam and the Gaonim's opinion, that Sefirah Samar today is Manat Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch, they don't pass like that. They pass like the Tosfos, that Sefirah Samar is only the Rabban. That's why there's a dispute. Tosfos writes on that daf and Menachos, daf Samachim and Aleph, that let's say you daf Ma'ariv early, and after you finish Aleinu and Ma'ariv, it's still not Nacht, it's still not Tosfos Kacham. So are you permitted to count Sefirah or not? So Tosfos says, well, if Sefirah Samar would be a mitzvah min haTorah, and Bein Hashmashos, before Nacht is Bein Hashmashos, is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila, so Safik Deraisa L'Chumres, so then you shouldn't count. You should wait till it's Vaday Nacht, till it's Tosfos Kacham. By the time that we pass on that Sefirah Samar b'zman hazeh is only with the Rabbanon, so Bein Hashmashos is a Safik, so Sfeika the Rabbanon L'Kule. So Tosfos says you're permitted to count Sefirah Samar Bein Hashmashos, and then they throw in another one, and it's even a mitzvah min haMufchor. It's a hidden mitzvah to count Bein Hashmashos. Why? Because of Tmimos. What's far at Tmimos? Because the Gemara says, when do you tell Sefirah? They tell Sefirah at night, or they tell Sefirah in the daytime. So the Gemara says, you cannot count Sefirah in the daytime, because it says in the Pasuk, Tmimos Tiyena, that it has to be Tmimos. So the Gemara understands Tmimos means, as much of the day as possible should be included in the Sefirah. You should count Sefirah as early as possible. So don't wait till tomorrow morning to count Sefirah. Count at the beginning of the night. So Tosfos says we're going to outsmart the Torah. We're going to count even during Bein Hashmashos.
It's a suffix.
Suffix. So we may be hopping around a few more minutes. So if Sefirah Samar would be Deraisa, then you can't risk it. You may not be Yotze the Mitzvah, you'd be saying a Brachal Vato. But since Sefirah Samar is only the Rabbanon, so Sveika the Rabbanon is Lekula, so not only is it permissible to count in Bein Hashmashos, it's preferable because you're counting earlier and you're including more of the day into the sphere. So that's the Ran on the last page of the Rif in Maseches Pesachim, Tainas against Tosfos, that they're wrong. Even though there is a din of Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula, but you're not permitted to create a situation of a Sofik and to go Lekula Lechatchila?
That's not the Sofik is different. The Sofik, where the Sveira is the Rabbanon, so that's a Sveik. But the day is not a Sveika the Rabbanon. Whether it's day or night, it's not a Sveika, it's a Sveika Mitzvah. Yeah. What is it? That's not a
smekit derabonah. No, I mean it's a suffik deraisa that's relevant to it in the rabbanon. It's another taina. Another taina. Do you have the right to be mekel and ben ashmashah?
The pasuk is meirachel chamish bakama. So that was at night. So therefore, you have to go all around the clock to make it complete.
Well, that's what the Gemara asks. How do you know that's all the same stuff? How in Menachos? How do you know that you do the ketzira soimer at night? Maybe you do the harvesting in the daytime, just like the hakrova has to be done in the daytime, the kmitzah with the haktorah, everything is in the daytime. So maybe the harvesting is also in the daytime, and the sefira is all in the daytime. The verse says, no, it can't be, because it says that the sefira has to be tmimos, you have to count as much of the day into the sefira as possible. And if the sefira is supposed to follow the harvesting, so obviously, and the sefira has to be at night, obviously the harvesting has to be at night. So that's exactly how the Gemara establishes that the ketzira is balayla, and the hakrov is bayom, because the sphira, the counting on the first day of sphira simon means the first night of chalamoy. Pesach only has one day yontif, and then you have 5 days chalamoy, and Eretz Yisrael you have one day yontif, 5 days chalamoy, and between the middle is day yontif. So on the first night of chalamoy, first they do ktsira simon, because man amigdash, you harvest the yomer, and then you count the sphira, and then you bring the carbon tomorrow morning. So the Gemara establishes that the ktsira is balayla based on this pasuk of tmimos, that the sphere has to be tmim. So we paskin like the Ran, that l'chatchili, you're not allowed to count sphere sama during Bein HaShemash. It's not like Tosis, but still the Ran and Tosis both assume, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch assumes, like the beginning of the Gemara, that sphere sama is banazeh is only midirabon.
That would only be the first day you have more tmim. It's not like you cut them all out, but the second day that you do, you're taking away from the first day.
You're not taking away. Whenever you count, you're not taking away from any other day. But yesterday's mitzvah you fulfilled. Let's say I count Sphira and I die. I was yaitzah. I was yaitzah that mitzvah. I mean, I didn't live through till the end of the day. Once I count Sphira, that mitzvah is finished. When I come the next night, I count the next night. I want to hop around as much as possible of that unit of 24 hours into that sphere assignment. That's Grada Machloikis Rishon. When the Gemara says, every day separate mitzvah. Yeah. When you count sphere assignment at night and not in the daytime because you want to chaparayin, you want to include as much as possible into the sphere because of tamimos, that's what the Gemara says. So does this really necessarily imply you should count as early as possible in the night? Or not necessarily, it just means you should count.
No.
The Gemara understands that. No, the Gemara understands you're never taking away. Every day when I count Sphira, I was Yotzei the Mitzvah. I don't take away from the previous day. Every day when I count, I should count in such a way as to include as much of this day that I'm counting as possible into the Sphira. Not taking away. No, the other one you already counted. You counted at the beginning of that day. This is going to be, last night we said, tonight is going to be the 30th day.
But you should count it. 24 hours.
You won't have 24 hours in between one and the other.
Why can't you say when you make the brucha, you make the brucha a minute before the day is over, but you make it should be chal when that day ends. You don't know. We can't be mashma. It should be yaitzah. We can start when the day starts, when the new day starts. You can make it like that.
Okay. No, but you have to count. No, the question, you have to count on the day. You can't count before the day begins. The Taisis claims that it's preferable to count Bein HaShemashes B'zman HaZeh because Sfeika D'Rabbanan L'Kul.
We go by the first night we count by Seder, so it's midnight already. It's a different reason why.
It's a different story.
And that's the same to Mimos by Shabbos. Shabbos to Mimos. Yeah. The week should be to Mimos. Let's say the Yom should be.
That's mentioned in this pasuk. The tmimos is mentioned here in Parshas Emor. So the Gemara understands that the Sheva Shabbos doesn't mean that that's what you should count. It says during the duration of the 7 weeks you should count the 50 days. It doesn't say you should count the weeks. The counting of the weeks is in the other pasuk in Re'eh. The Gemara says that. No, the Gemara says that the tmimos only says by the just the reverse. Just the reverse. It only says it by the Yomim. Where is that pasuk? It says you should bring the Omer. You should count for 7 full weeks. Tisperu. What should you count? Chamishim Yom. You should count the days. That's how the Gemara understands this pasuk. That the 7 weeks is not what you should count. That's the Zman during which you're counting the days. And the fact that you have to count the weeks, that's the pasuk in Re'eh. That's how the Gemara understands it. This pasuk tells you mitzvah mimnei yomi, and that pasuk tells you mitzvah mimnei shavui. The two different parts to the mitzvah. That's why some were of the opinion, they quote the Beis Halevi, and others were of the opinion that if you missed a day, the Baha came up with a new din. So this is close name of the Baha. If you missed a day, so you can't continue to count, period. Because it says Nechumish Tmimos, and it's incomplete. And all the Rishonim disagree. They say that that's ridiculous. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. How can the Baha make up his own din? So because we don't paskan like the Baha, if the din would have been like the Baha, you just would stop counting it. If you got to count one day, you wouldn't bother to continue counting because you won't be fulfilling any mitzvah anyway. Because you blew it. You ruined your chance to fulfill a mitzvah. It's not going to be between us. So because all of the Rishonim disagree with the Bahag, so we don't follow his opinion. So we do continue to count. But out of respect to the Bahag, who says that you won't fulfill the mitzvah, so we delete the brach. So you don't say the brach. So that's the shaila. What happens, let's say, if I missed counting on one of the first 7 days? I forgot to count one of the first 7 days. Not the first day, the second day, whatever. But then, starting from the seventh day on, I'll remember to count every single night. So the Beis Halevi and others came up with an einfall that since the pasuk only states tmimos in connection with counting of the days, the mitzvah the mimni yome, the mitzvah to count the days, appears in Parshas Emor. And here it says tmimos. And the Baha claims that the phrase tmimos has the connotation of not missing. But in Parshas Re'eh, it doesn't say anything about tmimos over there, so that's a separate mitzvah to count the weeks. So he claimed that even though you're missing a day and you're lacking in the tmimos of the days, but starting from the seventh day on, you're not missing anything. So count.
So he says
starting from the seventh day on, you can count with the bracha. And then he had a further chiddush. Then he had a further chiddush, and he said that let's say you missed counting the eighth day. The first 6 days, you don't count the weeks. But starting from the seventh day on, then you can't start counting the weeks. So he says that since many, we showed him around the opinion that the mitzvah to count the weeks is only on the seventh day, the 14th day, the 21st day, the 28th day, at the completion of the week. And it doesn't make any sense to say that, let's say, yesterday we counted, we said it was 4 weeks and 2 days. 4 weeks and 2 days, so what do you gain? You may as well say it's 30 days. What do you gain by saying that's the equivalent of 4 weeks? So many Rishonim are of the opinion that the mitzvah, the mimni shavui, only applies at the conclusion of the week, the seventh day, the 14th day. So he said that what if the person counted the seventh, and he forgot something in between, and then it comes to the 14th. But he said counted all the way up until the 16th, and then he forgot. And when it comes to the completion of the week, when it comes to the 14th, and the 21st, and the 28th, he said then you can say a bracha.
Only on those weeks finish. And he gets 30 days at all.
In between you should count without a bracha, but at the conclusion of the week you should count with a bracha. Why? Why such a funny thing? Because we really don't paskin like the Baha. Because we really don't paskin. 1 second. We really don't paskin like the Baha. Because most of the Rishonim hold against the Baal Halacha's Gedolim. They hold there is no such thing. He made up a din from thin air that if you miss the day, you can't continue to count. Doesn't say it anywhere in the Gemara. No. So we treat it as if it's a Suffolk, and we say Suffolk brachas lahakel, so you should only count without a bracha. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if there's any other Suffolk, if there's any other sniff to be mitzarev, then you say that it's sort of a svek sveke, and then you may say a bracha. So they say in Shulchan Aruch, let's say a person is not sure if he counted during the whole day or not. He doesn't remember if he counted. Or let's say he did count in the daytime. He didn't count at night, he counted in the daytime. So if he counted in the daytime, it's a machlokes and taisis, two opinions, whether you yoytze sfir or soima. Because the Gemara runs after that pasuk tamimos, that you have to count from the beginning of the night, as early as possible. So the question is, what if you violated that din, you counted in the daytime? Are you yoytze or not? So it's a machlokes. So we say if you count in the daytime, maybe you're yoytze, so you ought to count in the daytime, but believe bracha, count without a bracha, because maybe you're not yoytze. But what about when it comes the next night? So then you should say a bracha when you continue to count, because it's sort of a sfek sfek. And maybe you didn't miss anything, because you counted in the daytime, maybe you were yoytze with that. And even if you weren't yoytze with the counting that you did in the daytime, we really don't paskin like the Bahag. Maybe we don't. For sure we don't paskin like the Bahag. But we're just machmer for his opinion, so as long as you have any sniff to be mitzarev, then you have a right to say the bracha. So the Beis Halevi said, this is also a sniff. When it comes the end of the week, since the Rari Shonim will say that the mitzvah to count the weeks is only the end of the week, that's good enough. That's a question whether that makes sense or not, what the Beis Halevi said makes sense. Because we said earlier, there's a machlokes, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. 1 second. There's machlokes, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, whether the one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says these are two separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah to count the days, and a mitzvah to count the weeks. But we don't follow that Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Nobody holds that as two mitzvahs. And Mizmah HaMikdash, he say two brachas. We all assume like the Rambam, that it's all one mitzvah. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, so what does it mean it's one mitzvah to count days and weeks? So he says, Rav Soloveitchik used to give this mashal to explain what the Rambam says. Let's say I say, I have 137 pennies. So instead of saying 137 pennies, he say, I have a dollar, 37 balaz. So that's the way we're supposed to count Sefira. We say, yesterday was the 30th day of Sefira. That's the equivalent of 4 weeks and 2 days. The Torah says, mitzvah l'mimne yomei. The mitzvah really is to count the days. And then you should consolidate the days and combine them together in such a way like you would put how many dollars it is and how many pennies change. So you say the 30 days are the equivalent of 4 weeks and 2 days. But the Iker mitzvah, according to Ram, really is the mitzvah to count the days. And the weeks is just the icing on the cake. That's a mitzvah min amuchor, to package the days together and to combine them in such a way. So you're going to tell me when it comes the end of the week. So there's a machlokes whether you only package them together at the end of the week or even in the middle of the week. So you're going to tell me if the fellow forgot something over here or over there. So there's no tamimos because he forgot a day, but when it comes the end of the week, the 7th, the 14th, 21st, he can count with a broch. But the Rambam says that that's not a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah to count at the end of the week. How many weeks? There's just a detail within the mitzvah, the mimne yoimei, that you should combine them all together. So the Beis HaLevi says no, but the Rabbeinu Yerucham holds it's a separate mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Yerucham holds, so even though we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Yerucham, but he says we don't pass like the Bahag either, that if you miss the day you don't count. So you just choshish for the Bahag to delete the bracha. No, it says in Shulchan Aruch, whenever there's any sniff called, whenever there's any other tzad to say that you're not in violation of the Bahag, so then you do say a bracha. So the Rabbeinu Yerucham sheet is a sniff called, he says you can be mitzarf that. As long as you didn't miss anything by the end of the weeks, then you can count with a bracha. Well, let's say as long as you didn't miss starting from day 7 on. So he says, so you follow that sheet that you fulfill the mitzvah to count the weeks every single day. So starting from, if you only missed the first 6 days, you missed all the first 6 days, you missed some of the first 6 days. So then the Beis HaLevi says, start counting from the 7th day with a bracha. Because from the 7th day on, you start counting the mitzvah, the mimni shavuot. And some Rishonim hold that mitzvah to count shavuot, to count the weeks, applies each and every day, not just on the 7th and the 14th and the 21st. So it's the same with the bracha. The same as everybody else would count. Same nusach as everybody else would count. No, that's not a problem.
Would you be able to count
on the tonight?
Today is 3, then I'm saying 3. Today is 4, then I'm saying 4.
A person doesn't know what date is. That's a shiloh. That's a big shiloh. The Rishonim at the very end of Psochim, where the Rif quotes a little bit, on the last page of Psochim, the Rif quotes the Dinam of Sfira Saim. So the Baal Hamor, on the bottom of the page of the Rif, Ben Ezrachi Alevi, asks the Kasha, that since we live in Chutz Loretz, we observe 2 days Yontif, Pesach, and that's supposedly based on the Sfeik of the Yoimo, that we act as if we don't know whether the first day is Yontif or the second day is Yontif, and Sfira Soima has to begin from the second day, from the first day Chalamoid. So why shouldn't we count the double Sfira? The second night to the second Seder we should count Hayom Yom Echad Boimer, then the next night we should count Hayom, today's either the first day of the Sfira or the second day of the Sfira, depending whether the first day Yontif was real or a fraud, or the second day Yontif was the real Yontif. Why shouldn't we always count the Sfeik of the Yontif? So the Ran gives an answer, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, everybody gives a different answer. The Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, who died in the middle of the Second World War, and the Kovner Gedol, the Kovner Rav gives a teretz in his Sefer, which Rav Shimon Shkop, in his Sefer, Shimon Shkop wrote in the Sefer Shari Yoshe, he writes that one of the Gedolim, he doesn't quote whom, one of the Gedolim said a teretz, and he forgot who it was, and it's this teretz, that when you have a mitzvah to count, if you don't know exactly what the day is, you're going to say today's either the first day or the second day, then that's not called counting. Then you're just not yet to the mitzvah. Let's say a person really is traveling on the road, he doesn't have a luach, and he just doesn't remember what today is, and he counted last night, just doesn't remember. So he says, and Rav Shemishkap say that you can't count ala sofik. Today is either the 29th or the 30th, I'm not sure which one, but I know it's either 29th or 30th. So he says that you can't count like that. So it's no good. If he's not sure at the time that he's counting which is the correct mitzvah, he says he's vaday not yaitz the mitzvah. Not that he's yaitz mimanam shor, he claims that he's vaday not yaitz. So that's what the Dvar Avram says, that's why the Chachamim didn't institute a Sfeik of the Yom regarding Sfira Soimer, because he won't be yaitz, because Sfira has to be b'toras vaday. Well, we taka act as if we're not sure, that's why we have 2 days Shavuos. The other rabbi, that's why we have 2 days Shavuos. The Baal Hamor, that's what you mean. The Baal Hamor writes like this. When it will come, the first night of Shavuos, we're going to make Kiddush. And then we're going to say, Sfiras Ayma Misafek. Maybe today is the 49th night of Sfir. So the Baal Hamor says that'll be a bizoyan for Yontif. If you're saying, if you're counting Sfira, that means that it's the day before Yontif, and it's Mamish Yontif Deraisa. So he says, that we wouldn't allow. To count Sfira on Shavuos, night Misafik, we wouldn't allow. So he says, therefore they left out all the Sfira Saimer of the Sfeika Diyam. That's what the Baal Hamor gives as a tenet. And others say, Vos is Gefel. So you count Sfira Saimer
Misafik. I think that's the reason why
he's sitting in the circuit.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason
why. So the Rishayim answer that Kasha. So they say, no.
We make the circuit Sfeika Diyam is counting Sfira.
That's what I say. That's why we can't say that by late. That's why the reason we call it late, because we don't make a Sfeika Diyam right there. So
you're
going to count Sfira, then you're going to sit down to
the
Seder.
How's that help?
That's why we call it after the Seder.
Why you count after the Seder? When you count Sfira, you're saying the Mimachos Hashem, the Yontif is over. Right. So then you sit down, you make a Seder. You make a Seder means that you're saying that it is Yontif. So first you prove the Seder, today's Yontif. Yeah. And then after you already did all the observance of Yontif, then you count the Sfira that today's not Yontif. Shabbos, but tomorrow morning you're going to observe Yontif again. That's the Kasha.
That's the Kasha.
The Hasidim count after the Seder. But the Poskim hold Allah that it's not right, that you're not allowed to. That you're not allowed to.
Because you bring in the. Mentioned
in the Shabbat, the Seder. No, no. The Chassidim don't give that time. The Chassidim just want to say a different reason why they count at the end of this, at the end of the Seder. Because at the Seder we say Halal Shalem, and the Zohar says, Akasha, why don't you say Halal Shalem Ashvi Shal Pesach in commemoration of the Kriyas Yamsil? So the Gemara gives an answer, whatever. So the Zohar gives a different answer. That you're not permitted to say Gans Hallel during Sfiras Aimer. Because during the period of Sfiras Aimer, the Jewish people are sort of counting Shiva Nikim. Like when a person is Tomei, he has to count 7 days Nikim. So when the whole nation is Tomei, the whole Klal Yisrael was Ein Gezunken in Tumas Mitzrayim. So in order to remove the Tumah, the whole nation has to count Shiva Nikim 7 weeks in order to purify. That's what we say in the Tefillah, L'tareinu Mikulifaseinu Tumaseinu. They retire the whole nation from their tumah, so you need 7 weeks. And when a person is tumah, he's in a semi-state of avela. So that's what the Zohar says, that it's forbidden to recite Halal Shalem on Shvi Shal Pesach because we're in the middle of Sfira. That's why many object to reciting Halal Shalem on Yom Ha'atzmut and Yom Yerushalayim because of that Zohar. That it shouldn't be better. Yom Ha'atzmut, Yom Yerushalayim shouldn't be better than Shvi Shal Pesach. Shvi Shal Pesach is Kriyas Yamsuf.
They didn't know it was Shal, but they had this mitzvah. They didn't say Hallel, and they say Hallel every time they brought a Kodesh and stuff. Wasn't
it
Yontif by the Torah? Yom Rishon and Yom
Shvi? Yeah. Mitzvah Kodesh? But we don't say Hallel Shalom on the last day Pesach, so why should they?
No, but then we say Hallel with
the Rav.
We don't
say Chatzi Hallel. We only say Chatzi Hallel. We don't say Hallel Shalom. Chatzi Hallel, the Rambam says, is a siman that it's only a minha. If it would be a din, then you would say Hallel Shalom. The Gemara says Chatzi Halal Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. The Gemara never says beferish about Chatzi Halal on the last days of Pesach. From Chol HaMoed that you say Chatzi Halal. So the Rambam writes, whenever you say Chatzi Halal, even on the end of Pesach, it's only a minhag. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban and says that it's not correct. That on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says on the last day of Tainus that it's only a minhag. But Chatzi Halal on the last days of Pesach started from Chol HaMoed, that's a takon of the Rabban. That's not a minhag.
But is this spirit because of Rabbi Akiva's thing that happened? And
the Zohar says it has nothing to do with the Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim dying. The Torah says that it was instituted that we don't take haircuts and we don't get married in the spirit because of the fact that Talmid Rabbi Akiva died, there was a Churban HaTorah. And then the Rishonim say that that's when the Crusades occurred during the springtime. They killed so many Jews throughout the generations during that period of the year. So it's Avelos on Churban HaTorah. But the Zohar, which supposedly preceded this period of history, says it has nothing to do with the fact that Talmid Rabbi Akiva died. It's on a level of Deraisa, and it's not for 33 days. It's for all of 49 days.
So where's there a hint what's happening in Deraisa?
That's the hint?
Yes.
That the Sfiras Aimer has 7 weeks to be metaher the nation from its tumah. A private person is Tomei needs 7 days. The whole nation is Tomei needs 7 weeks. When a person is Tomei, there's a partial observance of Avelis, that the Tomei is forbidden to enter the Beis HaMikdash and participate in HaKrovas Korbanos. Because entering Beis HaMikdash and HaKrovas Korbanos is a matter of Simcha. And the one is Tomei is forbidden to participate in these forms of Simcha. So because there's a Miktsas Avelis on the level of their Isa, because the whole nation is supposed to be in the process of purifying itself from the Tumah, from the Tumas Mitzrayim every year. Just like the first year, after Yitzias Mitzrayim to Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to be mitayer ourselves, so every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this ability within the whole nation as this chus, within this period of Sefirot Samis. So because we're all acting as if we're in a state of Tumah, so the Tzar makes a statement, Tzapi Kabbalah, the Gemara doesn't say, that we have a certain observance of Avelis, and therefore it's not proper to recite the Halal Shol.
Any time that they brought, what kind of a carbon would they have to bring in order to blow the shofar, in order to say Halal or stuff like that? Was that on every shlomim that they brought, or was it just on Kabbalah Sibur?
On Kabbalah Sibur, there was Shira, yeah.
That means, was that every day?
Was that? Every day. Yeah.
Every day.
Gemara has a machloikas hatanoim, an erchen and an esuke, whether shira b'peh. And I'm sorry, you have to have shira. What shira? Shira b'peh to sing a niggin? Or with words? Or you have to have hikar shira b'kli? They always had klezayim. They always had klezemer. They always had musical instruments. But the Gemara has a dispute whether that's b'raisa d'rabbana. So it's generally assumed the maskonas Gemara is that hikar shira b'peh. That the mitzvah d'raisa, that the levim should sing shira, they should sing. And say words. They don't have to have musical instruments. And the clay zemer that they used, the shir kli, was only levasume kolo, in order to enhance the singing. The pasuk says in Chumash Bamidbar that there were special days that they had to blow chatzotzes. Yom Simchas v'Madech v'Rosh Hashechem. Eskaita machatzotzes alol asechem azim chishamet. That's a special. That's not every day. It's only on Rosh Chodeshim and Yom Tovim they had to blow chatzotzes in conjunction with hakrovas hakrobanos. But every day of the year, when they brought the karbanos tibur, they didn't have shira b'kli. They just had shira. They had to have shira, but there was only shira b'peh menat Torah. But the rabbanon, they always had shira b'kli also. They had that during Sefirah too.
Yeah, that's what I was
when they brought the karbanos, they played the music in the Beis Hamikdash, that's for sure. Just because everybody else wasn't listening to music, it doesn't mean that the Beis Hamikdash is not going to play the music. It's a din menat Torah. You have to have shira. And even though the shir of the kli is only with the rabbanon, but it's still with the rabbanon, so it's a mitzvah with the rabbanon, so you play the music. But outside of the Beis Hamikdash, the Zohar claims that we observe avelus in a certain sense, on a level of their eyes.
Why does the shir say Allah after the 11th?
Right, so in the Hasidic Svarim they write that because it's forbidden to recite Halal Sholem during Svira, as it says in the Zohar, and in the Seder we Balatanya sitting quotes the whole discussion, so he gives some kind of attempt. I don't know.
Yehuda doesn't bring down the Avelis, but he says that the people were Amorvat Basadeh, they worked in the fields, and they counted to know the time that they would come close to
Shavuos. It's an agricultural. No, when Shavuos has come, yeah. The Torah quotes the minig from the Gaonim, that they had a minig of Avelis during Sefirah because of the fact. The Gemara Yibam says Talmid Rabbi Akiva died in between Pesach and Shavuos. So the Torah quotes the meaning that was established with Kufa Sagonim, not to get married during that period of the year. Then a later meaning developed, separate in a different period of history. Another meaning developed, not to take haircuts. It says explicitly that they were instituted at two different times, not the same meaning. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained, that there are three different levels of avelus in halacha. There's Shiva Rachman Latzlan, which is the most intense, and then the shloishim for the first month, and then if a parent dies, alav alimo, then there's avelus of yitvus chodesh. He explained that the avelus that we have in the minig, that we have to observe avelus in connection with the Talmid Rabbi Akiva dying during Sfira, says in Shulchan Aruch that it's only a miktsas avelus. What do you mean the slight? What's miktsas? The slightest avelus that you have is the avelus of yitvus chodesh. So he said, so if it's only like Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh, so that's why you shouldn't have parties, you shouldn't have dancing, music, these kind of things, you shouldn't take a haircut, but you're allowed to get married. Let's say a person is getting married for the first time, and one of his parents dies. So he's not allowed to get married till after the year is up. So if they didn't take the finish, they permitted, you should wait till after Shloshim. After Shloshim is up, one is permitted. If me, Shein Lo Isha Banim, if the person never got married, he's getting married now for the first time, so he's permitted to get married in the middle of Yud Beis Chodesh. So how come the meaning is that you don't get married during Sfira? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, no, other Rabbi, look in the Torah, you see the Pharisees that the two different minhagim that were instituted at two different times. One meaning not to take haircuts, and one meaning not to get married. So you see that the different minhagim, the meaning not to take haircuts, that's the taka, the meaning to observe miktsas avelus. The meaning not to get married, state the Pharisees in the Behetiv quotes it, but that's a different time. Like you don't get married in the second half of the month because it's not a simon toiv. You should set your wedding date at a time that you have a simon toiv. So you shouldn't get married during the sphere period. It's not a mazel like a time of the year to get married. It has nothing to do with avems.
Pesach
Sheni
is the
head of the year. Pesach Sheni? No. There is no Pesach Sheni. Every year I tell my Talmidim, we don't have any Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric day. Yesterday was not Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a month after Hakrovas Pesach Rishon Aydei Roiv HaTzibur. If the majority of the Jewish people offered Pesach Rishon, then yesterday would have been Pesach Sheni. But nobody brought Pesach Rishon. So yesterday was not Pesach Sheni. That's why the Minig Ashkenaz is that you do say Tachna. The Minig Spardes, that's how the Achronim call it. The Minig Spardes that you don't say Tachna on Pesach Sheni. It's a Zecher. The Minig Ashkenaz is that it's not even Pesach Sheni. It wasn't Pesach Sheni yesterday. It's not a calendaric day. If they would have built the Beis HaMikdosh yesterday, they would have not brought the Pesach Sheni. It says so the Feirish in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi has the Minchas Tinnikot. The Yerushalmi has a Machloikis about that. If they build the Beis HaMikdosh in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, do you offer Pesach Sheni or not? So Minchas Chinuch writes on Parshas Bahaloischa. I'm writing this din now in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. He's writing over the Halachas and his two opinions in Yerushalmi. And he wonders what the din would be. He says, we're going to wait to see what's going to be if Mashiach comes and they build the Beis HaMikdash in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Will we bring Pesach Sheni? No, it's two opinions. So Pella, he himself quotes on Parshas Boy, when he elaborates on all the dinim of Korban Pesach, he quotes the Gemara with the Rambam where it says the Feirish and the Bavli and Masechet Pesachim that Pesach Sheni only exists if the Rov HaTzibur offered Pesach Rishon. What if they brought Pesach Rishon but only Miut HaTzibur? That year there's also no Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is not a calendar day, so we don't have, there is no Pesach Sheni thing. On the assumption that Svira Soimer, Bizman Hazez, only Medi Rabbonon, Rabbi Kivega is bothered with a kasha in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that on Friday night, when in Shul, let's say, when the Chazan wants to say Kiddush and they want to tell Svira Soimer, let's say they daven after the Zman, after Tzeisa Kham, and they have two mitzvahs to fulfill, so which mitzvah should you do first? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you should recite Kiddush first in order to be Mekabel Shabbos earlier. And after you Mekabel Shabbos earlier, then you should tell Sfira. And on Matzoi Shabbos, you should do the reverse, that first you tell Sfira, and then you say Havdalah later, even though it's ready after Tzeisa Kachav, and everybody already said Atachan Antonu and Nishmai Nesri of Meirev, and Shabbos is open, the people are doing Malacha, but still, the official farewell to Shabbos is the reciting of the Havdalah Lakos. So the Gemara says that Kol HaPuki Yoimo Miacharinon. The Gemara says in the end of Brachos, you should always try to postpone the bidding of farewell to the Shabbos. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that that's the minig. That's the minig all over. That first you count Sfira Soimer, and then you recite Havdalah later. Rabbi Kivega is bothered with a kasha that there is a machloikis whether Havdalah is deraisa or derabbanon. We discussed this year a little bit in connection with the Gemara and Beitzah, because from the pasuk of Zochos Yom Shabbos leKatsho we derive that there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush, but maybe Havdalah is only the Rabban. So the Rambam writes that Kiddush and Havdalah are the rice. And the Magen Mishnah writes that many Rishonim disagree, they hold Havdalah is only the Rabban. So how do we pass on Halacha Lamaisi, the Magen Avraham paskins, that we hold the Halacha that it's the rice? We pass on the Rambam. But Kiddush and Havdalah are both the rice. And what's Sfira Samir Bizman Azam Achloikis, whether Sfira Samir is the rice or the Rabban? So what's the bottom line? How do we pass on Halacha Lamaisi, the Rabban? So he says, if you have two mitzvahs to fulfill, and one is much more important than the other, so we have a klal, let's say you have two mitzvahs to fulfill. One is a common mitzvah that you fulfill very often, one is a mitzvah that comes once in a year. So we have a klal, Torah B'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kaidim, it's a Mishnah, Perikola Tadir, the Mishnah is Rochem on that pay test. You have two mitzvahs to fulfill, one is more commonly observed than the other, so you do first, you should be organized, unless you're going to do one mitzvah at 8 o'clock, you're going to do another mitzvah at 10 o'clock, so you don't plan to do both now. But if you want to fulfill both mitzvahs now, they don't really have any reason to choose one first and then the other, so how should you arrange them? So the Mishnah says, first you do the Tadir, then you do the Eina Tadir. What happens if they're equally Tadir or equally Eina Tadir? So then the Mishnah says, if one is Mekudish, one is Eina Mekudish, one is a more important mitzvah than the other. It's hard to tell which mitzvah is more important than the other, but if you can tell, and the Mishnah tells you some rules and regulations how to tell, then you should fulfill the more important mitzvah first and fulfill the less important mitzvah later. So Rabbi Kiveger and many poskim before him also assume if you have two mitzvahs to fulfill, one is a mitzvah min haTorah, one is only a mitzvah min the Rabbanon, so hasvara nosenis, the Seichel dictates that the mitzvah min haTorah is the more important mitzvah, so you should fulfill the mitzvah.
Right, that's the whole. You said the Kohen Tamar. Now we're talking about Kiddush HaGamah.
Okay.
So
you can't say the same guy. Okay, so there are terutim on the kasha. Rabbi Kivegi raised the kasha. He asks, why is the practice as it's written in Shulchan Aruch? That first you count Svira, and then you recite Havdalah. Why? In order to prolong Shabbos a little longer, you extend Shabbos as long as possible. So here's the kasha, but Svira Soimer is only in the Rabbanon, as we pass the Malacha. And Havdalah is the Raisis, so shouldn't it make more sense to recite Havdalah first, and then to count Svira? So that's a good parents. We already recited Havdalah. We said Atachan Antonu. So we satisfy the mitzvah min haTorah. And the reciting of the Havdalah Lakos, perhaps, is only the Rabbanon. Good. So once they're both on a level of the Rabbanon, then we can introduce this idea of Kol HaPukiyayim and Miachrina. Maybe that's a test. Havdalah al hakos? No. Only the Havdalah. Right. The Rambam says that even Kiddush al hayayin. Kiddush is the rice. So the al hayayin is only the Rabbanon. He just asked the kasha, he blows by a kasha. He doesn't give any text. He doesn't go into it. On the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he poses the kasha and doesn't give a text. I'm going to give a teretz on every kasha. There's a famous discussion in the Acharonim regarding women, whether women are obligated to fulfill Sfira Soima. Because offhand, Sfira Soima should certainly be a mitzvah sasei, shehazman groma, so women should be exempt. So that's the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that women are exempt. The Magen Avraham says that there are some mitzvahs that the women have accepted upon themselves to volunteer, like they all go to shul to hit kiyas, and they all go to shul to, they all ben shesrik, and they all, many sit in sukkah, not all, many sit in sukkah. What about Sfira Soima? So the Magen Avraham claims that the minig is that all the women count Sfira Soima. Huh? And the Ramban writes in Kiddushin, and the Chiddushin HaRamban, the end of the first parak, when the Mishnah and the Gemara give the klal that a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, women are exempt from, and a mitzvah sasei shalo hazman grama, women are obligated, like a mezuzah or makeh or the like, is a mitzvah sasei that's unrelated to any zman, so then the women are obligated in that. So the Ramban gives us an example of a mitzvah sasei that the women are obligated to fulfill because it has nothing to do with zman, zok the sfira saimer. So all the achrayim ask sfira saimer. The mitzvah to count the days. Of course that's his zman grama. How can the Ramban say that that's mitzvah sasei shalo hazman grama? It's very short. So Rav Soloveitchik never liked to hear any of the terutzim on this. He said that it's a misprint to Ramban, we're going weiter. That's all. He wasn't interested in hearing terutz. Rashi in Brachis and Daf Chof says like that, that women are exempt from mitzvah sesah shazman grama is only mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah derabbanon, the klal doesn't apply. But Tesis shows that Rashi is not right. We follow Tesis. Tesis says it's not so. No, the Ramban is not talking because of the Rabbanon. Ramban is talking on a level of deraisa. It's very hard to say it's a misprint because that's what the Rishonim had the gears in the Ramban. They say the Ramban. And the Rishonim explained it. When the Maharam Chalava passed away, his son wrote down chidushim that he had heard from his father. He writes, he's writing it quickly in order to make sure that he doesn't forget what he heard. His father just passed away and won't be able to ask him again. He's going to write down as much as he can remember. So he writes down, he heard from his father. Maram Chava was one of the Rishayim. He has a sefer on Psochem that we have available. We don't have too much more from him, very little more. So they found out Kisfayad, written by his son, where the son writes, and my father told me pshat in the Ramban. How can the Ramban say that women are chayim in spheres oimer? Isn't it as man grama? So he writes, no, that it's not as man grama. That if the obligation to count Sfira would begin on the 16th day of Nisan, that's as man grama. But he says it's not. On the 16th day of Nisan, you're obligated to bring a Korban Ha'omer. If they bring the Korban Ha'omer, the bringing of the Korban Ha'omer obligates you to count Sfira. And that's why the Gemara says that Sfira Sa'omer bizman ha'migdosh is there. He said bizman is there only rabbanon. Because Bizman is that we don't bring the Korban Ha'omer. So if an event is mechayiv you to fulfill a mitzvah, even though that event itself is a mitzvah seseh shazman grama, the obligation to bring the Korban Ha'omer is clearly a mitzvah seseh shazman grama on the 16th of Nisan. Right, but she's not mechayiv to do that. The mechayiv, the thing that's mechayiv us to count Sfira, is the Hakrovas Ha'omer. So Hakrovas Ha'omer is not as man, the chiyuv to bring the Ha'omer is as man grama. But the chiyuv to count Sfira is dependent on the mitzvah of Hakrovas Ha'omer, so that's not called as zman grama. That's the way he interprets Pshat in the Ramban. This is of course only on the assumption that Sfira Ha'omer Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. If you hold like the Rambam that Sfira Ha'omer Bizman Hazeh is the Raisa, what it means is that Hakrovas Ha'omer is not Mechayiv. It's not the Mechayiv in Sfira Ha'omer. It's the Yom Tezayin Nisan that's Mechayiv. So he, this Maram Chalva, obviously, that's how the Yavni Nezer also writes. Many Achrim, that's the standard Pshat in Ramban. That the Ramban meant to say that the Mechayiv of Sfira Saimer is not the 16th day of Nisan, but rather the actual Hakrova Saimer. They say in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that he held that that's wrong. That's totally wrong. That's Rav Soloveitchik didn't like any Pshat Lachan Ramban. He says a misprint and that's all. He held that that was wrong. He said that even if you should hold that Sfira Saimer Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanon and it's only the Raisa Bizman HaMikdosh, what does that mean that it's only the Raisa Bizman HaMikdosh? And what if one year, for some crazy reason or another, they just happened not to bring a carbon item? Nothing grew. There was a famine. Nothing grew in Eretz Yisrael. And there was no grain. There was no barley to bring the army. You can only bring from barley. Barley didn't grow. So you would say that Sfira Saimer that year is only with the Rabbanon. Rav Chaim held that that's ridiculous. That's what all of these, the Manchal, and everybody's assuming that that's the Pshat. That Sfira Saimer Bizman is the Rabbanon. Why? Because the Nechayel of Sfira Saimer is the actual bringing of the army. Rav Chaim held that it's not correct. He held that the obligation, the chiyuv to bring the Yomer, the chiyuv to bring the Korban HaYomer is Mechayiv and Sfira Saimer. And Bizman HaZeh, there's no chiyuv to bring the Yomer because there's no Beis HaMikdosh. And the reason why the Rambam holds that Sfira Saimer Bizman HaZeh is Daraisa is the Rambam Lishitosai. Why did the Rambam, how did the Rambam know to paskin against the Gemara if the Gemara quotes on Meimar saying that Sfira Saimer Bizman HaZeh is only with the Rabbanon? So how did the Rambam come off to say the Rambam and the Gonim holds that Sfira Saimer Bizman HaZeh is Daraisa? So they say in the name of Rab Chaim that the Rambam is Lishitasan. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav in Hilchas Beis Abchira that the Kedusha Samigdosh is Kitchel Ashaita the Kitchel Asilavoi. That there is a Beis Hamigdosh today. There's no structure, but the Makam Hamigdosh has the Kedusha. So since there is a Makam Hamikudosh, since we assume that Kitchel Asilavoi, even after the destruction of the Beis Hamigdosh in the year 70, the Kedusha Samakam is still there on a level of the Raisa. That's the Rambam's opinion. So there is an obligation to bring Korban HaYomer today. If there's no Kedushas HaMikdosh, there's no obligation to bring the Yomer. If there is a Kedushas HaMikdosh, and that's the Rambam's opinion, that Kitcha Lasi Lovai, there's an obligation to bring the Yomer today. Ay Lamaisa, you can't bring it. So what? Even Bizman HaMikdosh Mamish, if one year they happen not to offer the Korban HaYomer, Rav Chaim says, you're going to tell me that the Sfira Saimer that year would only be with the Rabbanon? So everybody says, yeah, it's only with the Rabbanon. Chaim says, no. He can't visualize that that could be. No. Bizman HaMikdosh, even if in fact he didn't bring the Yomer, but the chiyuv to bring the Yomer is mechayiv in Sfira Saimer. Bizman HaZeh, that's the shaila. If you hold loy kitchel lasi lov, there's no kedushas HaMikdosh, then there isn't even a chiyuv to bring the Yomer. So the whole Sfira Saimer Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabban. The Rambam, the Shitas of the Pasuk is based on other Gemaras. That kitchel lasi lov, that there is a kedushas HaMikdosh, even though there are no balls. The structure was destroyed, but the kedushas HaMikdosh is maintained. So therefore, there's a chiyuv to bring the yomer. So the chiyuv to bring the yomer, even though in actuality you're not going to bring it, nevertheless, you can build a mizbech. We didn't build a mizbech. The Arabs won't let us. These are technicalities. But because there is kedushas HaMikdosh, therefore there is a chiyuv to bring the yomer. So therefore, there's a chiyuv to count Sfira Saimer min HaTorah. So the Rav Chaim Tain is that even if you hold that it was the Raisa Bizman HaMikdosh, because it's in connection with the yomer, it does mean that the hakrova soimer is mechayiv. It means that the chiyuv to bring the yomer. So the chiyuv is like mamish hazman grom. So the pshat that they give is very difficult. The pshat that the Maam Chalva and the Achreinim give, the Amnines and all the others, is not so glad.
Chiyuv is not grom, but it's still not on earth. It's still on the people
who have seen the sphere of soimer should also be hazman grom. If we're talking everything in abstract. So we're saying that on the 16th day of Nisan, when there's a chiyuv to bring the Yomer, so that chiyuv carries with it another chiyuv. So everything goes on the 16th of Nisan. It doesn't go that the actual Hakrovas Yomer is Mechayiv and Sfira Saimer. That's a question. So we assume Lalocha, not like the Rambam. We assume that women are really exempt from Sfira Saimer, but if they want to count, it's B'Torah Sayinah Mitzvah V'Yoysa. So the Ashkenazim who hold that women may recite the Bracha when they bench Esrig, so they can say a Bracha on Sfira Saimer. And the Sfaradim who follow the Rambam and the Mechaber, that's Rav Avadya Yosef, always keeps on stressing that the Sfaradish people don't follow this Ramah who follows Tais. They follow the Rambam and the Mechaber that they don't say a bracha when the women volunteer to fulfill a mitzvah, they're forbidden to say a bracha. So he says, so his women shouldn't say a bracha when they count Sfir. They count Sfir.
Yes.
Right, that's the Mechaber. So Rav Tam says that women may recite a bracha when they fulfill a mitzvah Sesa Shazman Rama, even though it's not really obligated, but they can still say the Tzivano. And the Rambam says no. So the Sfaradim follow the Rambam and the Ashkenazim follow Rabbi Natan.
The mitzvah of Sfira is one mitzvah that is subdivided into 49 units. A guy from the Noshech Yonah, because of where, so you might say, when is the women, the Chiyuv, the Brachah, when there's a full mitzvah? But every night there's only 149, so therefore.
So therefore, they are mechuyev.
No.
So it should be as man grama.
A full mitzvah.
Yeah. A full mitzvah is man grama. So therefore, they are mechuyev. So therefore.
A fraction.
So this should also be pata. As man grama. As man grama. The women should be pata. Why should they be mechuyev?
Is this a.
What you just said means that they didn't begin in spheres of women until there's a midrash before?
No, they brought the Yomer right away. They brought the Yomer right away in Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar. Did they bring the Yomer in the Midbar? So did they count Sphere in the Midbar?
When they come into the land.
And what about when they entered Eretz Yisrael?
When they entered Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says they brought the Yomer the very first year. Yeah, the Gemara has a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua. So that they ate the tvua of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah the first perek, why did they only eat Mimachras HaPesach? They came in before. So the Gemara said because there's an Isser Chadosh that you're not allowed to eat what grows until after you bring the Yomer. So Mimachras HaPesach on the first day Chalamay Pesach Yeshua Benun brought the carbon. He wasn't a Kohen. He saw to it that the Kohanim brought the carbon HaYomer, and then they were permitted to eat the Chadosh. And that year they tell Sphere, yeah. That's how the Gemara seems to assume. But you want to know what about in the Midbar? In the Midbar did they tell Sphere? They had a Mishkan, but I don't think they brought any Omer. The Omer has to grow in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says, Eim Yivim, Omer Shtei Lechem, Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, it has to.
When did they start the Omer?
You harvest the barley from the first month when Yeshua Ben Nun came over in Eretz Yisrael. The first month he came in Nissan. So they cut off the tvua on the night of the first night Chalamot Pesach. They observed Pesach on the 15th of Nisan. And after Habdallah, Hametzoyi Yantiv, they cut off the Yomer. And then after they cut it off, they said Sfiras Yomer. And then the next morning, they brought the Karmen Yomer. That's how the Gemara understands. That during the Midbar, the Shaila is. During the Midbar, they couldn't bring any Yomer. How are they going to get tvua that grew in Eretz Yisrael? It's a problem. How do they bring any Karbonis in the Midbar? Where did they get the tvua? So the Gemara says they got tvua from travelers. But they couldn't. Who says they're going to get tvua that grew in Eretz Yisrael? So if they didn't bring the Omer in the middle of the Midbar, then according to those who hold that Sfira Samer Bezman as well as the Rabbanon, so then it would also be with the Rabbanon. They would only have Sfira Samer. Not exactly. Bezman, when you bring the Omer in Eretz Yisrael, then all over the world the Jews have to count Sfira Samer. It's a mitzvah tluya b'hakrova Samer. It's either tluya b'hakrova Samer, or Rab Chaim rewords it, it's tluya b'chiyuv hakrova Samer. The difference would be, what about Bizman HaMikdash, that you had a Chiyav HaKrov HaSaymer, and in actuality you just didn't bring it for some reason or another? Would you have the Mitzvah Sphira HaSaymer in HaTorah, or would it only be in the Rabbanah that year? But it's somehow connected with the HaKrov HaSaymer, right?
Did you ever hear a day among some Hasidim that each day that you count the Omer is considered a Shlemus by itself, and therefore if you miss a day, you can still count the Omer the following day with the Brach?
That's how most of the Rishonim hold, not the Hasidim. All the Rishonim hold against the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Halachas Gedolos is the first one, the only one. The first and the last one that came up with this Ein Fall. That Tamimos implies that if you missed one day, you cannot continue to count. And all the Rishonim say it's wrong. So in the Shulchan Aruch they say that the Paskin not like the Bahag, so you have to continue counting even if you missed a day. But Mishum Kvodo Shela Bahag. Bahag said that there's no longer any mitzvah, so you should leave out the Brach. Unless you have a tzir of some other svara, then you can count with a brach. But otherwise, you should leave that brach. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Achidish in the name of the Rav Yo. In the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, everybody knows this. It says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, this, that a person starts saying the brach Hashem Kedoshanu b'mitzvah, and he thinks he's going to count. He thinks tonight is Lag Baomer. He's going to count Lama Gimel. And then the Chazan says, and he hears the Chazan, it's not Lag Baomer, so he counts the right sphere. So the Shaila is, does he have to repeat the Brach or not? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that he does not have to repeat the Brach. Why not? Why should he have to repeat the Brach? What's the Shaila? It says, Dabar Pashut, he doesn't have to. The Brach is going to be the same anyway. Shekhar Shalom says, Asfir Osoimer. And you thought that you're going to count 33, and you came out that you're not counting 30, you're going to count the right number, whatever the right number is. That's Pashut.
You have to have a Bechus Nadin, you have the same thing. You're holding
So on the Shulchan Aruch they quote the Rav Yoh who explains his reason. He doesn't say so pashut. He says because the Gemara has a suffix, your Gemara has a suffix in the end of the first parak in Brachas. A person picks up a cup thinking that it has wine in it. And he says, Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and he plans to say Bari Pri HaGofen. And then he looks at it and he sees that it's water. And if he's going to say Bari Pri HaGofen on water, he will not be Yoytzim B'dievet. So he realizes it's the wrong bracha, so he doesn't finish by saying Bari Pri HaGofen. He says, Shehakol Nimadvar. So the text of the bracha was perfect from the beginning to the end, but what he had in his mind, when he said, Atoa Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he planned to finish it off by saying Bari Pri HaGofen. And if he would have done that, it wouldn't have been a good bracha at all. And he corrected himself, so the Gemara has a suffix, what's the din? What's the din, is a yotzei or not? So misafik, there's a machlokes had a paskin, and we paskin like the Rabbeinu Hananel, that the yevid yotzei, since it's a suffix brachas lahakel, so you don't have to repeat the bracha. So the Rav Yoh says the same over here. He says that bizman shebeis hamigdash hayokayam, and sfira saima was a mitzvah min ha-toyroh. So if the fellow will start counting Ashikar Hashanah B'mitzvah Sosan Al Sfira Soimer, he says the bracha, and he plans to say tonight is Lag B'omer, and then he realizes that tonight is not Lag B'omer, and he counts correctly, then he says it's going to be a Sveika Deraisa L'chumra. He'll have to repeat the bracha. But since Sfira Soimer B'zman HaZeh is only with the Rabbana, so therefore it's the same as the Bar Kri HaGof and the Shahakol, which is only an issue of the Rabbana. So even though it's Pasach HaDaita, he started off by saying the bracha Al Das to finish off Bar Kri HaGof, and he corrected himself. So since it's a suffix bracha, but the rabbanon said you're yotzei b'dievet.
It's a mitzvah, maybe the
rabbanon.
But the bracha
is the rabbanon.
But even the
therefore, if only you said the right day, you were making the right mitzvah, the rabbanon.
So there are two kashas. You're asking two different kashas.
There's another thing with the chiluk. The chiluk is when you say al sfiras haomer, you say the same bracha, mamish the whole thing about beishal bracha.
Right. So
it's just a question of one apple or another apple. But here you're saying on a different thing, it's a different one.
These are the two kashas that everybody asks. What is the Rav Yoh talking about? It doesn't make any sense. First of all, if you start off by saying Atu Hashem, Baruch Atu Hashem, Ken Malach Olam, and you plan to finish off Bar Pri HaGofen, if you would finish off Bar Pri HaGofen in a glass of soda, you're not Yetzir B'Yevit. It's not Bar Pri HaGofen. That wouldn't be a good bracha. But you didn't finish off the wrong way. You said it in the middle, you said it right. So the text of the bracha from the beginning to the end is perfect. But what you had in mind is wrong. So the Gemara has a shot. Do you follow what you had in mind, so you got to scrap the bracha and start all over, or do you follow the nusach of the bracha, which was good? But over here, the bracha is the same bracha every night. You say Hashem Kedushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzvon Al Sfira Soimer. The bracha is the same every night, he's going to count Sfira. Now, boss, he made a mistake. He thought he's going to count Sfira Lag B'Omer, and then he corrected himself. He counts the right Sfira. So what does it got to do with the Gemara? With the Gemara had a shaila. If he starts reciting the bracha, planning to finish the bracha with the wrong nusach. Here the nusach is the same every night as one kash. And the tzveita kash is that we say sveika derabbanan lekule and sveika deraisa lechumre, let's say birchas hamazon. If a person finishes eating a sandwich and then he thought that you say he forgot that he ate a sandwich. He ate a sandwich and then he's sitting there at this dinner, it's the wedding, whatever, and he's sitting there, give him ice cream and dessert and more dessert. And then it's already an hour since he ate the meal, and he just had dessert, so he thinks that he's going to say Bar Nefesh. So he says Bar Chatosh Mekenem Alcholim. He's about to say Bar Nefesh. Then he realizes he ate a whole meal, so he fixes himself. Says Hazana Salam Kulam. He finishes the whole nusach correctly. Since he started off by saying Baruch Ato Hashem Mekenem Alcholim, planning to say Bar Nefesh, and Birchas Hamazon is a din min haTorah, so that's already a sveika deraisa, whether he's yotzei Birchas Hamazon or not. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that he has to start saying a bracha all over again. With respect to Shahakol versus Bar Pri HaGofen, the whole requirement for the Birchas Hanenen is only with the Rabbanon. So there you say Savik Brachas Laka. But with respect to Birchas HaMazon, where it's a Din Deraisa, let's say Kiddush, I don't know, let's say Kiddush, he starts saying Bar Pri HaGofen. Then he says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Let's say there's a Chasul Kala there. Let's say that he's making Kiddush on Friday nights up to Bar Pri HaGofen, and then he knows he's making a Sheva Brachas tonight, so he thought that to say the Sheva Brachas in the beginning. So he's about to say Al Shem HaKenem Alech Oibam Yotze Ha'adam, then you say Shehakol Bar Alech Vayda, then you say Asher Yotze Sonam Etzalma. So he starts saying Baruch HaShem HaKenem Alech Oibam, and he's about to say Shehakol Bar Alech Vayda. Then they say no, Kiddush, you say Shekul Hashem Yisrael Ratzavonu, he's going to say the Sheva Brachas at the end of the meal. So that would also be a Sveika Deraisa, because Kiddush is a Din Min HaTorah. You have to say Kiddush in the Nusach of a Bracha. So that's a Din Min HaTorah. It's a Safik Brachas, but not Bilohakol over there. But you ask over here by Sfira Soimer, even if you hold that, even Mizman HaMikdash, that Sfira Soimer is Min HaTorah, but the requirement to recite a bracha in connection with the Sfira Soimer, that's only Midirabbanon. says right there only asveika the rabbanon. So how does the rabbiya make such a statement that is mana migdosh when sphere saimer is minatayra, and you count and you say the bracha al das to count the wrong night, and then you correct yourself and you count the right night, then you would have to repeat the bracha? It absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. The bracha is always the same. So it's the same bracha. He didn't make any mistake in the Nusach HaBracha. And even if there would have been a mistake in the Nusach HaBracha, but the bracha is only with the Rabbanon. The mitzvah of Sfiras Ayma is Manatar, but the bracha is only with the Rabbanon. So right there you should say, since it's a suffix in the Gemara, whether you follow his machshava, or you follow the Nusach HaBracha, it's a suffix brachas lahafa. So the Vilna Gaon asks the both kashas. And it's interesting, they quote in the name of the Brisker Rav, there are Velvela Salavech, he gets the kash and he didn't know the terms. That's how the Talmidim quote. Avavala didn't write up all of his shiur, so most of the Divrei Torah from Avavala Salvechik were written by Talmid. Samenochas and Daf Samachay, the quote of Shochanah quotes the Rav Yoh, and Avavala Salvechik gets the kasha, the tzorachim, God, he doesn't know the text. So if you look in the Shochanah, and that's it, the Vilna Gaon on the bottom of the page, he has that kasha. 150 years before Avavala. He has that kasha on the Rav Yoh. How can you say that Bizman HaMikdosh is a Safik Deraisa, and Bizman HaZeh is a Safik Derabon HaLakula? The whole thing doesn't make sense. The Nusach HaBracha is the same. So he answers that if you look in the Mordechai quotes in the name of the Rav. You look now, we have a Rav Yoh. You can look in the Rav Yoh. Rav Avraham didn't have a Rav Yoh. He only had a Mordechai. Now they have Rav Yohs available in all the Svarim stores. So you look in the Rav Yoh, he has a strange thing. He says when you count Sfira Saimer, you have to say the Bracha, Shekedishan Abim Mitzayis Bitzvan, while Sfira Saimer. Then you say Shehayim, today is Lag B'Omer, whatever the day happens to be. You say a Shin. So the Rishonim say, we don't pass like the Rav Yoh, you don't say a Shin. What does the Rav Yoh think? So apparently the Rav Yoh is of the opinion, that's what the Vilna Gaon says, that the Sfira is part of the Bracha, the Chachamim, when Misakein, that you should fulfill the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer in the form of a Bracha, just like you have to fulfill Kiddush in the form of a Bracha, you have to fulfill Birchas Hamazon in the form of a bracha. So you have to fulfill the Rabban, not Torah, but the Rabban, you have to fulfill the mitzvah, the rice of Sfiras Omer in the form of a bracha. So the bracha is not ended when you say Al Sfiras Omer Amen. That's not the end. The bracha ends when you say Shekisham Chasan Al Sfiras Omer Shehayoyim Yoyim Echad Boimer Amen. The end of the bracha is all the way at the end. So that's why the Rav Yoh holds that this is parallel to the case in the Gemara that the fellow picks up the cup of soda thinking that it's wine, and he says Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and he thinks he's going to finish off and say Baruch Pri HaGofen, which would be no good, which wouldn't be acceptable. And you say on soda Baruch Pri HaGofen, you're not Yetzir B'Yev, and then he corrects himself and he ends the bracha correctly Shakal Nimidvara. So that's a suffix in the Gemara. So here too he starts saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hashem Kiddushon B'Mitzoyis V'Tzivon Al Sfira Samin. He's not finished with the bracha yet. The bracha only ends Sheh HaYoyim Yoyim Echad Ba'imer. That's the end. You say Sheh HaYoyim, that the counting is also a chelik of the Nusach HaBrach. So he thought he's going to say Sheh HaYoyim Yoyim Echad, and then he realized it's a mistake and he finishes off Sheh HaYoyim Shnei Yomim Vayimer. So that's comparable to the other case, that he planned to conclude the Brach in one way, and he finished off one way that would be incorrect, and then he ends off the Brach in a correct way. So at least we understand what the Rav Yoh made a comparison. Otherwise, we don't understand the Brach. What do you compare to the Gemara? That's the Rav Yoh, the Shita, sorry, that he holds that you count Sfira Saimer with the Shin. Sheh HaYoyim, not HaYoyim Yoyim Echad Boimer. And the whole thing, the Nusach HaBrache swallows up the Sfira Saimer. The Sfira, the counting of the Yoyim, the mitzvah should be fulfilled in the Nusach HaBrache, in the form of Brach. And then you find number two, obviously, the Rav Yoh is of the opinion that Sveika de Rabbanon, Sveika de Araisa Lechumre, doesn't only apply when you're really in doubt as to whether you fulfilled the mitzvah de Araisa. Even if you know Bevadoes that you did fulfill the mitzvah de Araisa, but mid the Rabbanon you didn't fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. Min haTorah, if I say Hayoyim Yamechad Boimer, that's enough. But mid the Rabbanon, the way it is Man HaMikdash, when Sfira Saim is deraisa, so mid the Araisa I can count Sfira Hayoyim Yamechad Boimer on the first night of Sfira. But mid the Rabbanon, that's not the way to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. You should fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of Sfira by reciting a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and so on. And if you're in doubt as to whether you fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa ketikun chachameinu zal, even though the vada you were yoytzei on the level of deraisa, but you're in doubt whether you were yoytzei with the rabbanon the mitzvah deraisa, the Rav Yoh holds that you say sveika deraisa luchumre there too, sveika deraisa luchumre on the way to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa mid the rabbanon. That you have in the Shulchan Aruch also. The Rambam says like that. So the Rambam quoted by the Shulchan Aruch says, Kriyashma, right? Kriyashma. The Shulchan Aruch says is a mitzvah min haTorah. So if a person is misupik, if he recited Kriya Shema not, Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Loi Kara, so the din is Chayze Bikara, because Sveika derives in the Chumr. But the Birchas Kriya Shema is on the Midr Rabbana. When Atara doesn't say in the Chumr, you have to say Birchas Kriya Shema. Yetzirah Barachoy Shechav Rabba and Emes V'yatzir, that's on the Midr Rabbana. So if a person has a Safik whether he said the Brachas or not, so I say Safik Brachas Lahakul, because Sveika der Rabbana Lakula. But what if he has a Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Loi Kara Kriya Shema, and he's not sure whether he davened the Birchas Kriya Shema with the Kriya Shema, he's not sure. So I would have said that you just repeat the Kriya Shema, Sveika der Reisabu Chomer, and the Brachas, you say Safik Brachas Lahakul, Sveika der Rabbana Lakula. So the Rabbim says no, Choz of the Kara, Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Loi Kara, Chayzavikari in Birchay Seho. You have to repeat the whole Kriyash Mami Sofik with the brachas. Why? Because Midirabbanon, the way, the proper, correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyash Ma is to recite the Kriyash Ma Al Seder HaBrachas, with the brachas before and after. So since you have a Sveika Deraisa, whether you said Kriyash Ma or not, you have to fulfill it, you have to be Machmir, to fulfill it for sure, the way the Chachamim tell you have to fulfill the mitzvah Deraisa. So here, this is not exactly the same, but this is similar. The Rav Yo holds, even though on a level of the Raisa, you Yotzei Sfira Sama without a bracha at all. I just say, Hayoyim Yamechad, Bayman Am Yotzei the Mitzvah Menata. But with the Rabbana, they said, you're not supposed to be Yotzei Sfira like that. You have to be Yotzei Sfira in the form of a bracha. So the way to fulfill, with the Rabbana, the way to fulfill the Mitzvah, the Raisa of Sfira, is in the form of a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedeshanu Shemecha, Shehayom Yomecha Baomer, and then everybody says Amen, in the form of a bracha. So if you have a suffix, whether you were Yotzei the bracha or not, because you started off the bracha, Daita, to say that today's the second day. And then you realize in the middle, and you got to say, no, today's the first day. So the Gemara has a suffix whether such a bracha is acceptable or not, but you go Basa Machshove, or you go Basa Nusach. So if it would be a mitzvah deraisa, you go Lechumre, even though Minatera for sure you Yaitzeh, because the whole Nusach HaBrach is not Miyakev Minatera. But since Midirabbanan they said the way to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa is by reciting a bracha, you have to say this, Safik deraisa lechumra, even with respect to the whole din Midirabbanan.
So you could hit the Rabbi on this because he has the Shechayah.
Right.
So maybe it's like you don't even need the second thing. In other words, it's like the Nusach of Kiddush, if you don't say at all.
Right, but it's not exactly the same as Nusach of Kiddush.
Why do you
want to
pick up? Because he can say Hayom Yamechad.
Yeah, because you know for sure the fellow was Yotzei Sfira Shaim already. He says Hayom Yamechad Baim.
Maybe what the Rabbi says is only a Tfila, not the Yele. When he says Hayom Yamechad Baim, he's fulfilling the license. So maybe he shouldn't go back and say also
the Rav Yo says like this, if it would be Bizman HaMikdosh, when Sfira Sayyid would be Minatayra, we would require of him to repeat the bracha and say over the Sfira.
Even though he already made this, because what you said before with regard to the Mitzvah Kriyashma, he doesn't know, there's a subject about the Mitzvah HaMikdosh itself also.
Yeah.
So maybe there, if you have to repeat already, then you have to repeat the Mitzvah also. Yeah. But here, since you already said, maybe you don't.
I don't think so. I think it says if it would be Bizman HaMikdosh, then you would have to repeat the bracha. But he says since Bizman Hazeh, this Sfira Sayyid is only Rabbanon, so you don't have to repeat it.
The mitzvah Sfira and Kavana on that, and would this apply? Any mitzvah on Isa, if you didn't have a proper Kavana on that, there would be Yaisa. In other words, let's say you pick a little of a message.
Right.
You didn't have it in mind, you just picked it up. You didn't have it in mind to be really Yotzei.
Right.
Once you picked it up, you're Yotzei.
That's a machlekes with the tzricha, mitzvah, tzricha, skavan, mitzvah, tzricha,
skavan. You wouldn't say that you have to make the bracha all over again?
Misafek, if you would say mitzvah, tzricha, skavan, then you say... Safek. We pass never to speak it, Adina.
But we don't pick up. We don't say the
bracha. Misafek. You have to take the lulav the second time. And misafek, you don't allow him. Yeah.
You said it right, but you didn't put the proper kavana because you meant to say you said the bracha.
He didn't have the proper kavana at the beginning of the bracha, but then when he counts, he already knows at that time that today's the first day. Today is Lag BaOmer. Today is not Lag BaOmer. By the time he gets
even more so, you should have to say the bracha.
Right. That's why it's a tella. That's why the Rav Yo is a double tella. They're both kashas. So the Vilna Gaon explains that it's the Rav Yo l'shitasai. The Rav Yo is the Rishon who says that he can't with a shin. Shehayom Yamechad BaOmer. Yeah. That explains why he thinks that it's a different Nusach HaBrach, because every day the Nusach ends differently. The Chesimus HaBrach, the ending, the conclusion of the Brach is with the number. And that's why he thinks that Bizman HaMikdosh, if you would make this error and correct yourself in the middle, you would say Sveika Deraisa Lechumre, even though on a level of Deraisa you definitely were Yotzei. There's no Safik Deraisa. But since midirabbanan, the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa is to count in the nusach of a bracha, you treat that like a sveika deraisa. If midirabbanan, you're not yotze the mitzvah deraisa unless you do it in the form of a bracha, you treat that like it were a mitzvah deraisa, you have to go l'chum. That's the Rav Yoshita.
But that means that each day is a separate mitzvah, a separate bracha and a separate mitzvah.
Right, every day there's a different nusach of bracha.
But you can't.
It's like Bari Pri Hoetz and Bari Pri Agafen, a different. Why? It's a different. Unrelated? Why? Every day is a different mitzvah. Every day is mamish a different mitzvah, a different bracha. Every day a different nusach habracha. Nonetheless, the Rambam feels that it's Kriya Shema in Birchas Seah, that the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to recite Kriya Shema with the bracha. That's why the Vilna Goyen, pastors like the Rabbeinu Aaron Alevi, we mention on many occasions. Let's say there's a minyan on Shabbos where they start davening. Chassidish minyan starts davening at 10 o'clock, which is going to be after Zman Kriya Shema. They're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema. So is it permissible? I'll wake up Zman and I'll say Kriya Shema Zman, and then I'll go to the minyan and I'll daven. And we're going to recite Shmon Esri before Chatzos. We're going to recite Shmon Esri before the Zman Tefillah. Zman Tefillah is an hour after Zman Kriya Shema. We recite Shmon Esri Zman. But the Kriya Shema, which they're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema, so I'll say Kriya Shema before. So the Vilna Gaon paskins, the Rabitzele Petterburger has a tshuva, where he paskins like the Vilna Gaon, who paskins like the Mishnah Berurah does not paskin like this, but Rabitzele paskins like the Vilna Gaon, who paskins like Rabbi Aaron Alevi, who says that it's preferable to daven b'yichidus in order to say Kriya Shema im Birchei Seho Bizman, rather than to say Kriya Shema first and then say the Birchei Kriya Shema later. Why? Because midirabbanan, the Takanas Chachamim was that you should be yotzei Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrochas. Not that you should be able to Kriya Shema before the Zman Kriya Shema, and then you should say brachas, whenever. No, you should recite Kriya Shema in Birchei Seho. The correct way to fulfill Kriya Shema, Bizmano, is Kriya Shema with the brachas before and after. Sandwiched in the middle of all the brachas. So that's exactly the Rambam's opinion also is like that. The Rambam holds like that. That Rambam, the Rambam says, in Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Loi Kara, Chayz V'Kari in Birchei Seho. So the Rashba and the Tshuva, quoted by the Kes Mishnah, asked, why does he have to repeat the brachas? Why not say Safik brachas lachem? So he says, because the Rambam is of the opinion that the brachas Kriya Shema midirabbanan were instituted as one big kiyum, Kriya Shema im Birchei Seho. So since you have a Safik on a level of deraisa, where you have to recite Kriya Shema, you have to fulfill the Kriya Shema the way the Chachamim said you have to, with the brachas. That's all included in Safik deraisa l'chumra. You have to be machmer even on the brachas which are on the midirabbanan. So that's what the Rav Yoh holds over here. Is mana migdosh that sphere same as deraisa, and you have a suffix whether you were yotze the bracha or not, but the bracha is only the rabbanon, doesn't matter. The bracha the rabbanon is the way you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. So you have to go lechum and repeat the bracha over again. Is mana migdosh.
So
Mary's
same thing on
Yeah, that's another thing. That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you make a mistake in any one of the first three or any one of the last three, they're treated as one unit. Right, the unit. So here also, Kriya Shema with the brachas is treated as one big unit. You're not yet to Kriya Shema, right? Even though Baruch Shem from Chusav Yom Tov, that's the same in the Chumash. That's going to be part of Kriya Shema, but with the Rabbanim, they're misaken that Baruch Shem is part of Kriya Shema. So it says in the Magen Avraham, just like you need Kavana for the Pasuk Rishon or Kriya Shema, and if you recite Shema Yisrael Shem Echad without Kavana, you're not Yotze. So you need Kavana for Baruch Shem, and if you don't have Kavana for Baruch Shem, you're not Yotze. Midirabbanan means Midirabbanan, you're not Yotze. So Misakan, that's the correct way to fulfill the Kriya Shema. There's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. There's a suffix whether you say mitzvah Tzvichas Kavana or ain't Tzvichas Kavana. So if I ask somebody, how much is the Sphira tonight? He didn't count yet. So if he's going to tell me what the number is tonight, so then maybe he's yotze, unless he has explicit kavana, kavana, shalol, otze, then for sure he's not yotze, we pass. But if he's going to say how much it is without having explicitly in mind not to be yotze, so one opinion would say that he is yotze. So that's why the meaning is that you say how much the sphere was less than. So the Taz.
You're asking an hour or two before. Suppose I ask someone at 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning, how much it is today? So he already counted how much it is today. That's no problem. He doesn't have to say how much it was yesterday. That's no problem. But even let's say somebody asks, how much is the sphere tonight? And the other person says, 31. It doesn't say tonight is. It just gives you the number. So the Taz says nobody holds that Yoytze. Let's say after Ma'ariv, they're about to finish Manes, and Chazan says Kashish Kabul. Guy gets up and says, Hashem Hassan al Sfira Saimar, 31. That's nothing. I have to say today is. It says that the lo aimer and the bo aimer, that's not miyakiv. It doesn't matter if you say with a base or a lama, you leave out the whole word. If you say hayoim and you say how many days it is, you yaitze without the last word. But if you leave out hayoim, you just say 31. It's a shum dara, it's a klum, that's nothing. But we're machmer, we always say how much that last night was 30 because we're afraid you may say tonight is. And then you'll say the number. So you say tonight is, and then the number, and you didn't have the favorish kavanah shalolot says. So then l'choshish for the opinion that maybe mitzvahs ain't sichas kavanah and you were yoytze. Rabbi Kivega has a famous tshuva which he wrote when he was bar mitzvah during the shivus yemei hamishta. He got married, I think, when he was bar mitzvah, if I'm not mistaken.
His father saved a lot of money.
And they wrote, and he has a whole pilpul in the sefer with his uncle.
Is that by reason of the
simple? No, it wasn't the bar mitzvah. It wasn't that the bar mitzvah. I think it was only 13 years old, if I'm not mistaken. It wasn't that his bar mitzvah party. So the No. So he has a tshuva that's printed in the tshuva Rabbi Kivega, letters back and forth between himself and his uncle. If you sit and you write a letter, and the minig always is that you write which day in sphere it is. So the person writes what the date is in the sphere, and he writes Yom. He writes Yom, and he writes the number in the sphere, and then he writes the letter. And he didn't have Kavanah not to be Yotze, he didn't have Kavanah yet to be Yotze. So if he would have said it bepeh, we would be choshish that maybe mitzvah ain't Svichas Kavanah, he was Yotze. Do you say Ksiva Kedibur, or do you not say Ksiva Kedibur? So Geit Pavek, Agan Sepur. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says, you should, that's what the Velt says, you should be Machmir, not to write a letter before you can't see yourself. To make sure that you understand.
I don't know.